Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to The Checkout, a podcast you can get on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. But more importantly, have you given it a 5-star review already? If you haven't, please do so and spread the word. After all, we got Best Jazz Podcast of the Year for the 4th consecutive year by Jazz Times Magazine. Thank you, Jazz Times. This show, produced at WBGO 88.3 FM in Newark, and archived on our homepage at checkoutjazz.org. I'm Simon Rettner. We got quite a show for you lined up today because we're going to get a rare glimpse of the sounds of the new Dutch underground, featuring the keyboardist and looper Niels Bruch and the drummer Jamie Peet. Last month, New Yorkers got a rare look of some of the freshest improvisational music brewing in the Netherlands, combining jazz and electronic music. This all came together at the Moxie in the East Village during Winter Jazz Festival at the Bowers and Wilkins Sound Lounge, where Niels Bruch and Jamie Peet gave an electric duo performance. Think 1970s Herbie Hancock, but updated for 2020. Unlike Herbie's funk recordings, these duos are completely improvised. On this delightful journey, we get to talk to the artists about the close-knit community they come out of in the Netherlands, their label Supersonic Jazz, where they released an EP, and Niels Bruch's collaborations with another experimental electronic instrumentalist by the name of James Zhu. Plus, we get to learn about an artist that goes by the name of Bink Beats in his fantastic rendering of a Flying Lotus classic composition. There's so much good music in this show, I can hardly contain myself. So you'll want to stick around for Niels Bruch and Jamie Peet. Thanks for checking in. Here on The Checkout from WBGO at the Bowers and Wilkins Sound Lounge at New York City's Winter Jazz Fest. The sounds of the Dutch underground are coming through. Niels Bruch and Jamie Peet, take it away, guys.
La 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 la
All right. Niels Bruch, Jamie Pete here in the checkout from WBGO here at the Bowers and Wilkins Sound Lounge Winter Jazz Festival. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
For the record, that was completely made up on the spot, right there.
Yeah. What we do is totally improvise our gigs. So we don't talk about anything in advance. Most of the time, the one thing that we have is a tempo. But for the rest, we just play and see where it takes us. And it's really exciting to do because every gig is going to turn out completely different. For the good or for the bad. It really depends on the moment. So it's really, every gig is different.
So in settings like this, it's really like the first note is probably the most important note because it determines the sequence of events to come.
It's sometimes it's a really important note, sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it's just the first note, and then after, you most of the time you're always looking. You're looking for something, you're just browsing, and then you find something, and then I can loop it via my Ableton setup. I can loop everything I do. And then you have a loop, and then from that loop, you really listen, what does this need? You know, where can we take this? And up from there, it's just really listening to each other and see where we want to take it or where we want to go with it.
How often do you crash and burn doing stuff like this?
It happens. Most of the time, like when we play, we have a few really good moments where it all clicks and some moments where we're like searching for new stuff to happen. So you always will have those good moments, those highs and lows, but it's kind of part of the concept for us.
So if you were to critique that last improvisation, what did you like and what didn't you like about it?
In general, it's really weird to have an opinion on music. It's really difficult to have an opinion on music when you just made something. So most of the time we record all our sets and then get together, watch it, listen to it, critique each other, critique ourselves, talk about what we think is good, what we think is bad, and then try to do our best for the next one and try to do it better.
So what should we call this next piece? Improvisation number two?
I guess, or winter jazz impromptu. That sounds so deep, but let's do it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Niels Bruch, Jamie Peake, the Dutchies, the sound, the underground sound from the Netherlands, right here on the checkout from WBGO at the Bowers and Wilkins Sound Lounge. I want to know who you guys are. People don't know you guys here in the States, so who are you? Jamie Peake, Niels Bruch.
We both started as session musicians in the Netherlands, and then we kind of bumped into each other a lot of times, and we did a few gigs with different bands together. Sometimes, like, Jamie had to sub for a drummer in a band I had, and then every sound check and every jam we did in the show, something happened. We were always grooving and jamming, and that's sort of how it came together. Yeah.
And you started playing at 4 years old, 5 years old, yeah. Both of you around that same age?
About five years old, yes.
5 years old. Mm-hmm. Just like, what, playing pots and pans first, or an actual
literally,
drum kit?
Literally, yes. Wherever I could. I think when I was nine, I got my first drum set.
I want to know, what should we talk about first, supersonic jazz or Kytopia? Because I think need to unpack both of those.
Yeah, so Kytopia was a collective of musicians and artists in Utrecht in the Netherlands. And it came together when we started playing with orchestra that a friend of mine had, Colin Benders. He's doing a lot of modular stuff right now, but he used to play trumpet and lead an orchestra. And it was a hip-hop orchestra of like 30 people, like 8 MCs and a giant band with a string section and a horn section. Liar, liar, pens on fire, weapons daily. Lady justice, one lazy lady. Don't mistake me for no narcoleptic with the awfully thick manifest going on target practice. Fact is, conviction is. And we got to have a place in the city where we could build studios and work there all the time, do concerts, do studios, let stuff happen, meet each other.
It's like an artist collective.
Yeah, sort of. And we had that for a few years, and it was really, really special. And that's where a lot of people in Holland, a lot of musicians and artists, met each other. And unfortunately, we had to leave the building we were in. There's a new location now, but people are all doing their own thing now, which is really great as well, because everyone's just going in a different direction. Bing Beats had a studio there as well.
Give us like a picture of what Kytopia is. Like, is it only limited to musicians, or does it have like writers and visual artists? Like, and how many people are we talking about?
I never counted them, and I think nobody did. And that's the beauty of the whole space. Like, it was just people were walking in and out, and if you would do creative stuff, and people would feel it, like stuff started to happen naturally. So it was like, at some point, it was like 40 people, maybe. And we all had our own spaces, and it was really cool. It was in an old concert venue in Utrecht. It was called Tivoli. It was a really legendary place. Nirvana played there, and like lots of epic bands. It's really good to have a place like that and be able to record and just do whatever, whenever you feel.
Just heard Getting There in one take by the Dutch artist known as Bink Beats, one of the artists featured in a Dutch showcase of musicians at this year's Winter Jazz Fest at New Blue. And if you get a chance to see the video that Boiler Room put out of this song, I highly recommend to look for it. We have more of our session with Jamie Peake and Niels Bruch at the Bowers and Wilkins Sound Lounge. You guys just released your first EP on Supersonic Jazz, the duo, just by your names. So definitely check that out. When it comes to Supersonic Jazz, this is a label, I understand, that got its name from a legendary 1957 Sun Ra recording.
Yeah. It's a beautiful record.
Why is that?
I think we should get one of the people of Supersonic Jazz over here to answer that question.
Come over, yeah. Come like here, Vincent.
We're running the Supersonic Jazz label in Holland, so in Amsterdam. We started 3 years ago, and we're very happy that Nieuws and Jamie released their first EP on our label. So Supersonic Jazz is a platform, actually, and a yearly festival. Next to the label, we organize the yearly event, and so it's five different churches in Amsterdam where there's music all week. And next to that, we are really trying to create an atmosphere in Amsterdam where people like Nieuws and Jamie can do their thing.
So would you say Supersonic Jazz is Amsterdam's response to, you know, LA's legendary Brainfeeder label?
Sort of. I think we had a few people, like, for example, James Sue. He released on Brainfeeder label, and he's also from Holland. So in the beginning, we were collaborating a lot with James Sue as well, and Nieuws was playing in the band of James Sue. So there's definitely a link between the music, and also, like, for example, like Fly Low is really jazz-inspired electronic music. So that's what we do also. We try to create a link between club music and electronic music and jazz.
All right. Well, actually, we're gonna hear another song right now, but I want to talk to Nieuws Bruce more about James Zoo, an artist that everybody should know. We're going to be learning about that soon. But since you guys are improvisers and vibe creators, I just wanted to pose a challenge for you both. How can you make a groove right here at our Bowers and Wilkins Sound Lounge with a little bit more of
chamber
sensibility, in the sense that we're getting a little loud here, so
yeah.
I've been told that if we're scaring right. away that some of the patrons.
That's a nice way of saying it, a little bit more chamber. No, I like it. I wish everyone at every venue would say it like that instead of hey, softer. It's yeah, let's try. Thank you.
Niels Bruch, Jamie Peek here in the checkout from WBGO, a special edition from Winter Jazz Fest at the Bowers and Wilkins Sound Lounge. Let's just quickly talk about James Zhu. He's doing just some really interesting music that I've never, you know, he's sort of creating a genre himself. Like, can you just, what does James Zhu do? And you played with him in an orchestra recently.
Yeah, he made the record Fool. which came out on Brainfeeder, which I wrote some stuff on, played the keys on it.
What did you write on that?
5 or 6 songs. Co-write with him.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So can you give us some names? What are the names of those compositions?
Flew, Flake, Crumble. I think 2 more, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the album, like we toured with it with a quartet with Richard Spaven on drums, Petter Elt on bass, really insane musician, and John Dykeman on saxophone. Mitchell James, who was doing electronics and loops and samples, and I played the keys. And then we got asked by the Metropole Orchestra, which is really, really good Dutch orchestra, to like arrange the whole record for a big band, for an orchestra. And then we played like 3 times, and we played the whole record from start to end with them. And it was a really amazing experience. And it got recorded, and recently it came out on Brainfeeder as well. So that's like full, but then the orchestra version of it.
And so for those that haven't heard this music, it's sort of like this chopped up orchestral improvisational music.
Yeah. He's something else. Like the way he produces, and he's a really creative guy. And he really has his own interpretation of how stuff should sound, how you should make it, like about creativity in general. And it's really inspiring to work with him.
So can you just quickly break down the process though? How does he create like a composition, for instance?
It's different every time, and it depends on, like, he's doing a lot of the more softer stuff, like how full is the record. And together we do some club stuff as well. He's a madman at editing and sampling, and just like knowing exactly what little piece of a loop should fit here and there, and then throws it all away and does it again, or does something on top of it. He has a really it's a good thing that you can't say in a few words what he does. Like, he plays a lot of keys himself, he's sampling, drum programming. But in general, he's a really good, really musical arranger and a producer as well. It's really hard to describe what his talent is exactly, but...
But he also recruits some jazz legends on the recording too.
Like Steve Kuhn was on there, yeah. Artu Verokai, which is also a hero of me. Steve Kuhn as well. So that was really mental.
Well, please, everyone, give a round of applause for the Dutch Underground right here at the Barrows and Wilkins Sound Lounge.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
It's really good to be here. Thank you. Thank you.
We just heard Flake from James Zhu's latest recording for 2019 on Brainfeeder called Melqueg. James Zhu with the Metropole Orchestre and Jules Buckley. And I'd like to thank both Niels Bruch and Jamie Peet for being so delightful and just throwing down some amazing performances at the Bowers and Wilkins Studio Sound Lounge in New York City during Winter Jazz Festival. A huge shout out and thanks to all the folks that made this possible. Bryce Rosenblum at Winter Jazz Festival, Josh Rowe, Connor Falvey, the folks at Relics and Dayglow Ventures for joining us in these awesome videos that you can watch at checkoutjazz.org. And a special thanks to NYC Moxie, East Village, the hotel that hosted these phenomenal studio sessions. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.